And tomorrow night has the potential to feel a little bit more like an away game rather than a home game, in the sense that Club America is notorious for traveling well from a fan perspective. Has the club talked about that? And what is the team preparing for going into the match tomorrow night in that vein?
Yeah. Wilfred briefly talked about it the other day, saying that there'll probably be a lot of America fans there. But I think it'll make the atmosphere pretty cool. Something different. I'm sure we'll still hear our fans real loud. But I'm excited for it. You know, something different. It's not often you get to play Mexican sides, especially during your own league season. So I'm excited for it.
It's not that every MLS team plays the same way, but it's got to be different playing international competition, playing a club from another country. Mm-hmm. What are some aspects that you can anticipate from Club America that might not be everyday components to a game when you face an MLS opponent?
Yeah, I just think the unfamiliarity with them. I look at their team and I don't really know a lot of their players. Not saying they're not great players, but I'm not familiar with it. So I think we look at it from the perspective of, like, we're playing these teams in a year out, there's not much change, and you know what you're going to get from most of them and their style of play. It's difficult. But I think that's what makes it pretty unique and cool. Different speed, different styles. We're excited for it. I'm sure when we go out there, we'll learn a lot about ourselves because we're facing a different team with a lot of talent. I'm excited.
On the other side, they don't know much about you, presumably. And so what parts of the team identity can you use to your advantage in facing Club America tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can watch one game and how we play and you can kind of get a good understanding, for the most part, the general basis of what we're trying to do. I can talk about our style of play for a long time and how we can break down defense and how we press, but I don't know. I'm just excited how it's going to match up and how we're going to look against them. And, you know, we respect every team, but we don't fear anybody, so we're excited.
Aiden, Brian Hedger with the Columbus Dispatch. It would be one thing, I guess, just playing a Liga MX team. It would be a special atmosphere coming here regardless. But because it's Club America, they have such a rich tradition. They go back a long time. Obviously, they the rich history of winning as well, right? Is this an opportunity not only for, you know, the league to kind of match up against Liga MX, but to you guys as individuals, you guys as a team, to kind of measure up against one of the top teams in Liga MX?
For sure, I agree with everything you said there. I think that's spot on. Like I said earlier, it's an opportunity to kind of, like you said, kind of compare ourselves in the speed of play and, you know, what we're trying to do out there. It'll be interesting for sure. We don't really know. I mean, from my perspective, I don't really know how they play, or I'm sure Wilfred talked about it a lot today, but yeah, I think it'll be an interesting one.
Kind of shifting gears a little bit about your team in particular. The transfer window is still open till Wednesday, I believe, but it's been an active window here in Columbus, and they go out and they get Julian Gressel in particular, the latest one. What has that done to just the attitude of the team and everything when you're looking forward, you know, the rest of the season? I mean, you have big goals.
For sure.
You go out and you get a veteran like that guy, super talented. Does that give you guys kind of a lift?
I wouldn't say lift's the right word. I just think it's just something different. It's something new to our game. A good final product. Good crossing the ball. You know what he's going to give game in and game out. I've been fortunate enough to play with him with the national team, and, you know, his final ball is unlike anybody. I think that's the kind of the side of the game that he could help the most. He's a great guy, great for the locker room. We're happy to have him here.
Then we'll go to John Umpa on Zoom. John, go ahead.
They play in soccer, to study them, but in the midfield where you play, they usually like drop deep and wide, and they get on the ball where they could find some time and space. So defensively, what do you think would be some of the keys in order to, you know, close their space down, maybe make it more narrow, force them in the middle? What do you think would be some of the things you can do to maybe, you know, disrupt their rhythm?
Where do you start with?
Can you, would you mind rephrasing the question? John, would you mind rephrasing the question?
You want me to repeat the question?
Yes, please.
Okay. What I was saying is that I know you said that you and Wilfred are going to discuss, you know, the style of play that Club America has, but they have a couple of midfielders that like to get wide and get on the ball and sort of attack. Do you feel like that maybe one of the keys will be to force them, you know, to be more narrow, maybe play more through the middle, disrupt their rhythm, disrupt their timing so they're not on the ball as much, and that'll be more possession or more opportunities for you guys?
Yeah, it seems like you know more about it than I do. I mean, that sounds like a good game plan, John. I don't. We'll have to go over it today and, you know, see what they have to say. And yeah, we'll look at the film and everything. And yeah.
Thank you. Next, we'll go to Gerald Lucas. Gerald, go ahead. Gerald, go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, every game's different. Every player plays different in every game. But I know his tendencies, I guess, what you're trying to say. And, you know, he's shifty on the ball. He's creative. He's got a good first couple steps to himself. He's always looking to attack the opponent 1v1, just get after him. But, yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, it brings a little bit more familiarity to it, knowing, you know, one of the players in the field and what his tendencies are, so I can kind of relay that to our wing backs and everything. And so, yeah, I mean, he's a great player, a great guy. I'm excited to match up against him.